Good morning. My name is Emily Schertz, and I've been looking forward to giving this homily for years. I'm going to be honest, this wasn't how I imagined it would look, but so much of our lives have changed in this time of global crisis. Our senior year, especially, has been uprooted. I wasn't able to perform in our last concerts for band and chorus, or say goodbye to my peers or the teachers who changed my life, and I won't be able to walk at graduation. We've all been heavily affected by these changes, but I think the biggest positive that's come out of the quarantine is the reinforcement of our sense of community. Guys, I have neighbors. Somewhere between a constantly busy schedule and my own personal ambitions, I seem to have forgotten. I've been reaching out to childhood friends and spending literally 24/7 with my family, which I'm sure they enjoy. I've gotten so many helpful emails from companies I had no idea I had even subscribed to about their COVID-19 policies. I've watched all these different institutions come up with creative solutions to being physically distant, and the emphasis on being present and in community, no matter what, has brought us so much closer together. Personally, I've had the chance to reevaluate my life and what is truly important to me. Unfortunately, my experience as part of the Episcopal youth community in this parish and the wider diocese has shattered. I was supposed to serve as rector this year for Happening, an extremely spiritual high school diocesan event, and some of my favorite people and personal heroes were going to attend. This summer was going to be my last year at Hugs Camp, a special needs camp where I've served for 2 years as a helper camper and the closest place to God I've ever been. I was so looking forward to going to Appalachia Service Project to let the relationships I built there change me, as they have every year for 5 years. All of these events and more have or will be canceled. Each time I received news of another cancellation, it was a blow to my heart. What makes St. Paul's and the Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina so incredibly special is that we were already in strong community before COVID changed our lives. Our events were centered around being together and serving one another and sharing God's love in a way that can no longer be achieved without risking the health and safety of those involved. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." But what happens when you can't do that? I've never seen a church so empty on a Sunday. God, where are you? Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. I love this verse because it sounds like something I've been doing for close to a year now. The hardest battle I've ever fought has been against the demons of mental illness, and sometimes the only way I can escape them is by visiting a cabin in my mind. God welcomes me in. She takes the weights off my back and sits me down by the fire for a moment of silence and overwhelming love. The loss of a lot of these Episcopal events made me remember, I think, how close God is every minute of every day. My faith is about my relationship between her and I, the strength she gives me, and the vow I made at my confirmation to follow her teachings. The mission of our youth ministry is to provide our youth with a safe space to explore their faith and a community to explore it with. I was lucky enough to have experienced exactly that for the past 7 years. I served as an acolyte, went to Sunday school after church and EYC on Sunday evenings. When I was old enough, I served as an ASP volunteer and acted in the murder mystery fundraiser. I had the incredible opportunity to serve on the St. Paul's Youth Committee and Youth Leadership Team and was confirmed right here by Bishop Ann. In the Greater Diocese, I was a member of the Charter Committee on Youth, went to countless diocesan events as both a participant and team member, and served as a youth delegate at convention. Through all of this, I was given a place to find God, and I did find her. Our youth ministry won't give up. Zach and the youth committee have already established virtual programming for the remainder of the year, and we're working on ways to adapt diocesan events for the coming year. Through this pandemic and beyond, the youth ministry will provide the safe space that every kid needs and deserves, because whether or not we embrace religion, or wherever we are on our spiritual path, this community still helps us through the chaos and uncertainty that is our middle and high school years. It's up to you, the members of this parish, to continue and even increase the support you've given our youth as we do our very best to change the world with what we've learned from you all. There is so much I could have talked about. My struggles with mental health, the intersection between faith and the LGBTQ+ community, youth leadership, and the Greater Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina, I could go on and on. But what it came down to in the end is what all of those things have led to. St. Paul's has sheltered me and given me a safe space during my childhood and teenage years that I will never forget. Thank you. Thank you to the adults with open ears who taught me to think for myself. Thank you to the youth who became my best friends. And thank you to the parish who's loved me for the past 17 years. I can't wait to go out into the world and pass on that love. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Paul's. My name is McKenna Jeffries, and I have been hoping to share a homily with all of you pretty much since the first Youth Sunday I was a part of. I am both overwhelmed and honored to be able to share a message of love and thanks, just like the ones you all have shared with me over the years. Now, when I imagined giving this homily, I dreamed about walking up here, looking out at all the smiling faces that shaped and supported me over the past 9 years, and more than likely becoming a little teary. It unquestionably breaks my heart that we cannot be together to feel the unconditional love radiate from everyone's hearts. This feeling of loss is what I believe Jesus is starting to feel in today's gospel reading. I see and relate to it most strongly in verse 19. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Before long, I will be leaving my familiar home here at St. Paul's and going away to college. I will no longer be a youth member here at St. Paul's, a part of me I have been incredibly proud of all of these years. Now, I know going away to college is not quite the same thing as going away to be crucified, but both require an insane amount of bravery and faith that everything will be okay. I can only hope that the impact I have made here is one to last. I certainly know that St. Paul's has made an immense impact on not only who I am today, but who I will be in the future. I have had numerous opportunities thanks to St. Paul's, including leadership roles in ASP and the youth ministry, the ability to practice and perform music for St. Paul's, the ability to grow with my peers in UMIC and other diocesan events, and various different fundraisers and service projects that have all taught me about compassion, service, and dedication. Without these experiences, I wouldn't be as passionate about helping others and spreading love. The kind of love that fills a room like the uncontrollable laughter at a youth leadership team meeting, or at the end of the 7 o'clock Christmas Eve service when everyone rises up and begins to sing, with the organ on full volume and Emery on trumpet. I would look on from the choir loft and see my mother smiling because we both know this is our favorite moment each and every year. The love I have for this church and St. Paul's, just like my great-grandmother Hattie Beck had, or the love I felt last Youth Sunday singing Oceans along with all my peers by my side, including the lifelong best friend I have made through being here at St. Paul's. I could spend many days listing all of the wonderful memories I have, but the point is, there is a lot of love here. So as I end this anxiously awaited homily, I just want to say thank you, St. Paul's. Thank you to all of our priests, especially now and in my early acolyte years. Thank you to the music ministry for teaching me about being confident in worship through music. Thank you to everyone in the congregation for supporting me and loving me all of these years. Thank you to Zach for all the support you have given me and for being my youth minister this past year, along with, as we call, adult Emily and Leah for all the conversations and life lessons. Thank you to all of the adults who volunteer with and for the youth. You all help drive, both literally and figuratively, me to become the best person I can. And to my peers, you all are the strongest people I know, and what makes the youth ministry such an amazing place to be a part of. St. Paul's will forever have a place in my heart, and I can't wait to go out into the world and share my love with others, as you all have done for me. I will continue to carry the spirit of community, never-ending support, and the kind of love that fills the room with me wherever I go, because you all instill these values and beliefs into me. The world will see Christ in me because of you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.